Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today we celebrate the great feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. When the Lord went up Mount Tabor with Peter, James, and John, and was transfigured before them in the presence of Moses and Elijah. Today we welcome our seminarians who are preparing to begin the next year of their formation in our seminary. So they're here serving with us. Perhaps some of their families are with them as well. We welcome you. Also, the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women, who sponsors a bursary for all of this to help us in defraying the costs. So to them, to those of you who are here and those who are not here, we deeply, deeply appreciate your presence today, but also all that you do in your prayers and in your efforts to help our seminarians and to help us as a diocese to create a culture of vocations. I also want to take the time to welcome Father James Stimbler, who is our new Vicar General as of July, or February actually. So we're very, very grateful for his presence and for all that he's doing to help us in the diocese to administer the works of the diocese. Also, Father Romeo Salinas, who is the new vocations director, is doing a wonderful job in the 1 month he's been with us as well. So to each of you and to Father Han Pham, who's the rector here. As always, it's great to have you at our side. And Deacon Fino and Deacon Mike too. So all of us, we gather together in the name of the Lord to celebrate this Eucharist in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers, and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to your servants that listening to the voice of your Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Cloud and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice. All people see his glory. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High, over all the earth. Because you, the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High over all the
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
Beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, listen to him. Alleluia.
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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter James, and his brother John, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
To greet the those who are listening by radio or streaming, we welcome all of you to this moment of God, this moment with the Father. I just returned yesterday after a few weeks of vacation, and it amazes me in traveling what you notice. Some people keep their heads in a book. I tend to watch people, to watch the phenomenon of people. And I realize after the couple of weeks in a few airports, the center of our lives is technology. As you sit in a restaurant or pass by a restaurant in many of the major airports and you'd like to get a bite to eat, you have to go over to the iPad, even if it's fast foods. And then you have to walk over to the fast food kiosk paying machine to pay before you ever talk to someone. You sit down at a restaurant in the airport and you have an iPad in front of you, and you go to the category you want, you order, and eventually somebody comes to say, good morning, how are you? Here's your food. We're so fascinated with technology, and it's changing, as you know, so rapidly. In New Jersey the other night, there was a young man from Italy who was behind me keeping his mother up to date on his travel progression every 5 minutes. because the plane was late and he wasn't sure he was on the right flight, etc. We're so connected, and yet we are so disconnected. We are so connected electronically that we become disconnected personally. And I think in many ways that's a theme for this Feast of the Transfiguration. Disconnect and connect. We like to capture moments of life. And it's not unusual, even in this cathedral, that people record, people video from behind the scenes. And perhaps some of it's good, trying to keep a spiritual thought for the week. But when you think about it, are we not trying to capture a moment, hold on to a moment, to hold on to a moment that may be very beautiful, but also it's an effort of us to pitch the tents. We don't want to let go of the moment. I want to propose to us today that we cannot live life like that. We live every moment, but then the next moment comes, and then the next moment comes. And if we are reliving and attached to a moment of 20 years ago, in whatever type of experience that was, we're not living fully this moment. Jesus took with him three of the apostles up to Mount Tabor. And he was there praying to the Father. He was in union with the Father. And he was transfigured. We don't know what that means exactly. But I'm sure that if it happened today in 2017 in this cathedral, that all of a sudden I was transfigured in front of you, and my face, instead of being red, shone like the white of a cloud, 90% of you would take out your iPhones, which are already loaded, and take a picture. Many of you would record it, because we don't want to let go of this phenomenal experience. But listen to what the Father says. And that's why Peter and James and John said, let's set up tents. Let's not lose the experience. Let's stay here. Let's not go back away from here. Let's stay. Set up the tents. Capture the moment. Capture the moment. And then a voice was heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Don't take a picture. Listen to him. Don't record him. Listen to him. Many times we try to capture things because we want to remember it with our minds. We want to be able to go back and relive something that we missed actually when it happened because we were too busy doing something else. But the Father is saying to us, and I think in 2017, in this technological world, stop all the mechanisms and listen. Listen with your heart. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the truth of God with your life. I'll give you, the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to remember. Not so much an image. Because the Word of God is what forms us. It is the Word of God that transforms us. It was the Word of God received in the womb of Mary that transformed her. It was that intimate relationship with Jesus that made her who she is. And so the Feast of the Transfiguration in 2017, I think, is a challenge to us, because many times we don't celebrate this feast if we don't go to daily Mass, because it always falls on August the 6th. So when it appears on a Sunday, we celebrate it as a feast day in place of the Sunday. So we don't see it very often in our liturgical calendar. But in 2017, I think it's a challenge and an invitation to us to re-look at our faith life, our religious life, how we worship, whom we worship in front of Almighty God. You see, Jesus allowed Peter, James, and John to come into the secret sanctum, the sanctuary of his own life. And what was he doing? He was looking at the Father. He was praying to the Father. He was in intimate union with the Father, which he was at all times. But in this particular moment, in silence, he was there in front of the Father. And he wanted them to see that. Because if we recall some of the words of Jesus, he always said, "The Father and I are one. I have come not to do my will, but the will of the Father. My food is to do the will of the Father." And so to do that, he had to be in constant, we would say today, communication or union with God. You know yourselves in your own relationships, whether in marriage, in the family, at work. If you're out of contact with each other, things don't go very well. But Jesus was in constant contact, constant union. His heart was God's heart. All that he did, all that the apostles had witnessed up to this point, he did because he was in this constant face-to-face, heart-to-heart union with God. And that happens in silence. That happens only in silence. And he wanted the apostles to witness that, surrounded by the prophet Elijah and the lawgiver Moses. And they were fascinated by that and wanted to stay there. But the invitation to us, sisters and brothers, is to do the same. When we look at our own faith life, perhaps many times it's about following certain practices, accomplishing certain moral rules. But we leave it there. Those are only supports. That's what holds us up. But true faith comes when we look at God face to face. And we understand that it is not only we who are looking at God, but that God is looking at us. That's relationship. That is love. That not only we look, but we understand that God is looking at us. And that's what the Mass in many ways is, that we climb up not only Mount Calvary. And that is an image for the Mass, is that we are climbing up Mount Calvary to celebrate liturgically the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. But I think it is also a moment that we climb up Mount Tabor to look at God's love through the eyes of Jesus and to be with him for this moment, not trying to capture it, but to listen with our hearts. To listen to the words of the scripture, to listen to the words of a song, to listen to the words of the prayers of the Mass, of the consecration of the Mass, to allow ourselves to be formed and ultimately over time transformed. While I was, part of my time away was to be a part of a retreat for 10 days with 26 bishops from around the world. And on one day I had a personal talk with a priest that was there, and he gave me a prayer that he had received from someone else. and it's gone from German to Italian to English, so I hope I can capture the actual prayer itself. But a friend of his got up every morning and prayed this prayer. And I think it's a prayer that captures the spirit of transformation. The prayer of this saintly bishop was, each morning, again today, I receive all that I am from your hand. This is my truth and my joy. Your eye looks at me constantly, and I live by being looked upon by you. I live because you look at me. You are my creator and my salvation. Teach me in the silence of your presence the secret to understand that I exist and that I am through you, in front of you, and for you. Why is that so important? Because in a secularized world such as ours, we live according to our own rules. We live according to the standards of a secularized society that has marginalized God. We live in a society that is filled with political ideas that war against each other and keep us all in turmoil. And it is up to you and to me, sisters and brothers, that believe, that have faith in a loving and merciful God, to live our life not according to certain standards that come from the world, but from the one standard, the only standard that can keep us alive, personally and as a society. And that is the standard that God looks at me every day, that everything I have, everything that I am, comes from God Himself, and that my life is simply a yes to Him. As He looks at me, I look at Him in silence and say, thank you. If that is how we could begin our day each day, life would be much more beautiful on the whole than it is. There would probably be less tension in the world, less fighting, because we realize this is not what God wants, and it was not for this that He sent His Son, but to redeem this situation, to bring love and forgiveness back in the world. And that's why Jesus wanted His disciples to glimpse into the life of His relationship with the Father. We can see that glimpse today as we celebrate this Eucharist and let it continue with us day after day. Because we are a people of faith, we believe in a creed. And so together now we profess that creed. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For our sin, salvation, He came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, He was incarnate from the Virgin Mary, He became man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and buried. Rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Dear friends, let us bring our prayers today to our loving God, whose Son awaits us in heavenly glory.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Bishop Michael, and all clergy, may they continue to faithfully proclaim the word of God to all people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, may they work tirelessly with each other to transform the fear between enemies into trust and respect between neighbors. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick in mind or body, may they experience comfort and peace through the grace of Jesus, the divine physician, and the compassionate care of others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community of faith, may we strive to reach out with the light and love of Christ to those living in darkness and despair and loneliness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our seminarians who prepare to return to their seminaries to begin a new year, that they may continue to persevere in formation and discern God's call. We pray to the Lord. For all who have died in the peace of Christ, in a special way, Brother Michael Brady, Father John McHugh, Father Paul Peter Anthony, Frank Garza Jr., Cindy Schumann, Robert E. Hagen, Hannah G. Hagen, Robert E. Hagen Jr., Esther Munoz, may they come to enjoy eternal happiness in heaven. We pray to the Lord. For all the intentions we hold, now offer from the silence of our heart. We pray to the Lord.
Loving God, we ask you to transform us into the likeness of your Son, so that we may help to establish your kingdom on earth through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please join in singing our offertory hymn, number 728, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Sanctify, O Lord, we pray, these offerings here made to celebrate the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, and by his radiant splendor, cleanse us from the stains of sin. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he revealed his glory in the presence of chosen witnesses, and filled with greatest splendor that bodily form which he shares with our humanity, that the scandal of the cross might be removed from the hearts of his disciples, and that he might show how, in the body of the whole church, is to be fulfilled what so wonderfully shone forth first in its head. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, Lord, and promise your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The blood of Christ.
Amen.
The blood of Christ.
Amen.
body of Christ. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ.
Please join in singing our communion hymn 910, Take and Eat.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.